I'll never forget, this woman came into one of our Friday night services. And she was actually waiting for a bus outside. So she decided to come into the church. And so I invited everybody up for prayer. She goes, I'll come up for prayer. The Holy Spirit hit her. This girl was slammed multiple times. And she got her words were, this is better than Disney. The whole place broke out laughing. Oh, hallelujah. She'd never been in a service, didn't know what that thing was going on. I don't know where she lived. It's better than Disney. It's better than SeaWorld. Oh, 1 Corinthians 15:33, please. Do not be what? Deceived. Satan's greatest weapon is what? Deception. Evil company corrupts good habits. Awake to righteousness and do not sin, for some do not have the knowledge of God. I speak this to their shame. Wow. Evil attachments of people, places, and things corrupt good habits. So we must maintain good habits. As the Lord was giving me this, I kept, you know, we're always looking at bad habits. Amen? He says if you'll maintain the good habits, they'll begin to overtake bad habits. He says so many times people are trying to fight against the bad habits, but if you maintain the good habits, they'll overtake the bad habits. Now, what is a habit? Is it conscience or is it unconscious pattern behavior acquired through frequent repetition? It's a conscious or unconscious pattern of behavior acquired through frequent repetitions. People's habits become comfort zones. And so a bad habit can become a comfort zone, even though it's a bad habit. But if you maintain good habits, they'll begin to overcome bad habits. You'll begin to sense a bad habit and exchange it for a good one. Does everybody see it? You'll begin to exchange it. You'll be in, because there's the power of exchange, isn't there? You know, there may be things in your life that you have a habit of. And it might not be a sinful habit, but it might just be a bad habit. How about too many Twinkies? Amen? Things that are bad habits. Well, I reward myself. Sometimes so many people reward themselves with bad habits. But we've got to discern these things. Amen? 1 Corinthians 6:12. All things are lawful for me, but all things are not helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Foods for the stomach and stomach for the foods, but God will destroy both it and them. Now the body is not for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God both raised up the Lord and will also raise us up by his power. Wow. Do not know that your bodies are members of Christ. Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a harlot? Certainly not. Or do you not know that he who is joined to a harlot is one body with her? For the two, he says, shall become one flesh. But he who is joined to the Lord is of one spirit with him. Again. All things are lawful, but not all things are helpful. And things that are not helpful can bring you into the bondage and power of deception. and create bad habits. See, the enemy loves to create bad habits in us. He wants to exchange your good habits for a bad habit. He can't take your good habit. You surrender it. Just like your routine, that should be a good habit every single day. Your routine is a good habit. You've done it, you do it enough times, you don't even think about it. You do it. You go pray. When trouble comes, you don't go to the phone, you go to the throne. You make that a good habit. Amen? Seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added. And we've talked about this already. So we want to exchange bad habits for good habits. See, a bad habit can create a fear. And fear is actually a bad habit. People use fear as a habit. So they worst first think all the time. Instead of a good habit that trusts God and thinks God's for me, not against me. And of course the word says as a man thinks, so he is, right? Hallelujah. All things are lawful but not helpful. And can bring you into the bondage and power of deception. When deception has been established, it opens the door for more deception. 1 Corinthians 13. Maintaining good habits. Make sure you don't hang around with people, places, and things. Be careful what you put in your eyes and your ears. And be careful what comes out of your mouth. Amen. We must monitor these things. And it doesn't mean you're going to be perfect. You're going to make a mistake. But when you do, you repent. And that's it. And you walk away. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 11. When I was a what? A child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see in the mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also have known. And now abide faith, hope, love, these three. But the greatest of these is what? Love, putting away childish things. Childish things are bad habits. In other words, the things that are associated with your past. That's why he says put away childish things. Why? Because these things of childhood have created habits that are bad for us. Again, they're not, it doesn't have to be an evil habit. It's just a bad habit. It's not one that's helpful. It's not one that's healthy. It's against you, not with you. And we've carried them all of our lives. You know, there are things that I did in my past that I refuse to do now. And it doesn't mean that it's a bad thing, but it's not a good thing. So we must be discerning of it. I do enough bad things now, just, you know. We all do enough bad things now, but we don't make them habits. Hallelujah. Philippians 3, verse 15. Therefore, let us as many as are mature have this mind. And if anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you. Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us be of the same mind. Brethren, join in following my example. And note those who walk as you have us for a pattern. For many walk of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is their shame, who set their mind on earthly things, for our citizenship is where? In heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body, that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself. Hallelujah. We need to be mature. In other words, a sound mind aligned with the mind of Christ. Psalm 39, verse 1. I said, I will guard my what? Ways, lest I sin with my tongue. I will restrain my mouth with a muzzle. While the wicked are what? Oh, man, isn't there a lot of things you want to say when a wicked's before you? Sheesh. I was mute with silence. I held my peace even from good. And my sorrow was stirred up. Why? Why did he hold his peace from good? Because he knew bad was going to come following it, you know? My heart was hot within me while I was musing. The fire burned. Then I spoke with my tongue. Lord, make me to know my end. He did the right thing, man. He turned from coming after this person and said, Lord, make me to know my end. And what is the measure of my days that I may know how frail I am? Indeed, you have made my days as handbreadths, and my age is as nothing before you. Certainly every man at his best, his state is what? Viper. Surely every man walks about like a shadow. Surely they busy themselves in vain. They heap up riches and does not know who will gather them. Sins of words and ways. You know, we got to protect our, put a guard over our mouth and our mind and our eyes and so forth. Proverbs 16. Why? Because that's what maintains good habits. Like I said, you got to expose your own bad habits. I know you'd like to expose everybody else's, but you know, you got to expose your own. Proverbs 16:16. How much better to get wisdom than gold? Boy, gold's being pushed, isn't it? Not you don't need it. But wisdom is better than gold. And get understanding is to be chosen rather than silver. Don't choose wealth. Choose the wealth from heaven. Wisdom and what? Understanding. Because wisdom tells you what to do. Understanding tells you how to do it. Pride goes before what? Destruction. And a haughty spirit before a fall. Better to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. He who heeds the word wisely will find what? Good. And whoever trusts in the Lord, happy is he. The wise in heart will be called prudent, and the sweetness of the lips increase learning. Understanding is a wellspring of life to him who has it. But the correction of fools is folly. The heart of the wise teaches his mouth. I'm going to say that again. The heart of the wise teaches his mouth and adds learning to his lips. Pleasant words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the bones. There is a way that seems right to a man, but the end is the way of death. Wow. Pride feeds and births bad habits. 1 Peter chapter 5. Likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your what? Your elders. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another and be clothed with what? Humility. For God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in his time. Due time is time earned. Remember, due time is what? Time earned. You earn it. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, which means what? Alert. Be vigilant, which means consistent. Listen, if you're alert and consistent, you're going to expose your old bad habits. Your good habits will be protected, and your good habits will begin to overtake the bad habits. Casting all your care upon him, for he what? Cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. And to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Wow. Awake, continue in a routine of good habits. Stay alert of the influence and the habits that the enemy tries to impose on you. Resist all things that are against the character of Christ. You must ask yourself, would Jesus do this? Would Jesus do this? And you see all these deceived individuals that are causing so much havoc in places, rioting, getting paid to riot, causing fights. You know, it's frustrating, and it gets angry. And, you know, you may think to yourself, what would Jesus do? Well, I know he'd heal that person after I hit him. But the first thing would be, Jesus wouldn't want me to hit him. In fact, he told Peter, lay the sword down. I don't have a sword. I got the sword of the Spirit. I might tell him, in the name of Jesus, knock his clock out, and then heal him. But again, we don't want bad habits to be established. And that's how a bad habit can establish. The first reaction can become a bad habit. That's why we avoid reaction and respond instead. Amen? Hallelujah! 3 John chapter 1, verse 2. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. For I rejoice greatly when brethren came and testified of the truth that is in you. Just as you walk in the truth, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. And I believe God is the same way. He loves when his children walk in truth. But not just know the truth, practice the truth. Amen? Why? Because we want to walk, you know, we want to prosper and be in good health. Amen? As our mind, will, and emotions align with the line, with the word of Christ. Everything must align with Christ. Hebrews 10:24. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, so much the more as you see the day, what? Approaching. Praise God. Coming out from among those things that promote bad habits and dismantle. They try to dismantle good habits. In other words, we want to come together. Amen? We want to come together. Look, we came together and what happened today? People got touched by the Lord, refreshed. There's such a refreshing. See, the enemy wants to keep us from coming together and worshiping. Hallelujah. Not forsaking the assembling. See, when people forsake the assembling, they lose accountability. Because we become accountable to one another as we assemble. And I'm not saying being religious, you know, and every day or whatever, but again, people drift away from assembling. I've seen people that were struggling come and get freed up, and then they've drifted away. And now the only thing they're accountable is to themselves, and they can't even be accountable to themselves. They usually end up, especially if they've been involved in the jail. We get calls from people that are in jail now that are left here. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord, and do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive. So something unclean can become a what? Bad habit. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Come out from among those things that promote bad habits and dismantle good ones. I'm telling you, the news media is trying to promote bad habits. Big time. They're instigating and aggravating. They're trying to promote bad habits. They're trying to get people to react to everything. Everything that I've seen in there, they've lied so much about. It's incredible. That's why they call it Fleshbook. It's supposed to be called Facebook, but it's really Fleshbook. I've never seen so many selfies in my life. Romans 12, verse 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service or your responsibility to be accountable. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Wow. Daily renewing your thoughts that are attached to good habits so that you can overcome bad habits. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, and we'll close here, verse 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, for pulling down strongholds. What's a stronghold? A memory lie. All right, now is a memory lie a bad habit? Yes. So people are wondering why they're still doing bad habits, because they're still attached to that memory lie. Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. So you can't punish it until your obedience is fulfilled. Amen? Casting down thoughts. Casting them out. Why? We must use the exchange prayer. It's vitally important. Exchanging bad habits for good habits. Amen? Again, the world is... It's an irritating place. I mean, it really is. All around you. That's why the word tells us we are hard-pressed everywhere. And we are. But God is greater. The anointing breaks the yoke. When you get under the anointing, you become a different person. Believe me, I come here and you're one person, and I leave another person. You can ask my wife that. But when the anointing comes, it's a beautiful refreshing. You get reconnected to heaven and your home. And now you're heaven bound. You look forward to going home. You don't give a hoot about anything on the earth. But just telling everybody about Jesus and the goodness of who he is, what he's done. There's a lot of testimonies on YouTube. I mean, YouTube now. That many celebrities are being visited by the Lord. Many of them are being saved. I mean, God is moving graciously and rapidly. He's setting up a remnant like never before. He's putting the military in every state, whether they like it or not. Why? Because when they start arresting these high-profile individuals, many people are not, they can't pay the protesters anymore. Why? Because they're going to get killed if they're in the way. And people aren't willing to die to get paid to be a protester. Say, let's just lift our hands to heaven and get another drink. Lord, we just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Continue to fill our cup over and over and over. Let the words that you've released today over each and every one of us be blessed, protected, sealed in preparation so we can expose all of our bad habits and exchange them for good ones. In Jesus' name.